Well said.
Very
well said. And good messaging for everyone. Speaking of coaching platforms, you were talking about that before. Alicia Eva is one of the Giants' stars in the AFLW, but she's also a coach in her own right going gangbusters. And we wanted to get her on to talk about that. She's on the line. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning, team. How are we?
We are very well, thank you. Now, we know that you're a star player, but the coaching factor I'm interested in talking to you about, because you spent a lot of time in the world of AFL coaching and football coaching. When did you start, and how did you get to the point where you are now an assistant coach in the NEAFL for the GWS Giants?
Yeah, well, I've kind of been balancing playing and coaching, so it's been a bit of a different experience, I guess, for most people coming through, but I started coaching just my local youth girls team once I turned 18 and too old, and I had such a, I guess, a fruitful girls experience that I wanted to stay involved in some capacity. So Dad was a coach, so we gave him the flick. and then, yeah, because I also played in the Victorian under 18 pathway, there was an opportunity for me to stay involved as an assistant coach in that program. And from that, I guess I made some connections with the TAC Cup competition, and I got a tap on the shoulder from Ian Clyde at the Calder Cannons, and he said, look, we'd love you to come down and work with our under 16 boys program, and that, I think that was back in maybe 2012, and then from there I kind of worked my way up into the under 18 TAC program, and then yeah, kind of all flourished from there, working the state program with the girls, but also in the TAC with the Calder Cannons for a number of years.
What sort of reaction did you get when you were coaching the boys?
To be honest, first up, yeah, it was a bit unusual, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Yep.
And I was probably really hyper-vigilant over that. And it was probably parents that I got, the greatest reaction from, and I could tell there was a bit of hesitancy around, oh, what's this about? Is it a bit tokenistic? What's going on here? And it wasn't until I actually, you know, found myself running drills and, you know, I was no different to any of the other coaches there, and I guess once the boys started realising that, it was, you know, it was on with the job. And yeah, I think once I was able to get over some of my own anxieties around being, I guess, the minority in that space, it was fine. I just need, you know, as soon as I started backing my own footy IQ in, yeah, it became much easier for me, and now, yeah, I'm working with the Giants NEAFL side up in Sydney, so that's my journey thus far.
Yeah, congratulations, Alicia. It's Shani here. Yeah, just to be able to be the first woman to come in and have a boys' team is awesome. And we were just talking about, yeah, being able to deal with, yeah, what came at you. So what was it within yourself, aside from the training, when you had those anxieties? How were you able to actually deal with that and push forward to know that this was for you and, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess I'm only 27 at the moment, and I think when I was coming through that, the TAC, I was still relatively young and very young in coaches' terms, I guess. And, you know, when you're in your early 20s, there's a lot of other things going on in your life too. So there was, I guess, the anxiety piece around the coaching, what are people saying? I was really lucky that I had a heap of support at the Cannons, and I had a heap of great mentors within the AFL Victoria system, like Shiloh Curtis, like Ian Kite, like Andrew Jago. And I guess, yeah, it became less about fretting around, you know, do I know enough? Can I teach these young boys and girls enough? And more about actually, yeah, I've ticked a lot of boxes. I've gone through the process of, you know, in terms of, we talk about player skill development, I've gone through the process in coaching development as well. So I'm well equipped, and I guess I was just checking in a lot with a lot of my mentors, and also acting like a sponge. So what I mean by that is I've been pretty lucky to work with a number of different coaches in the space, both men and women, and from that I've been able to kind of bring together my own coaching philosophy. I've been able to observe what works with some players, what doesn't. So I'm still, you know, I'm still very young in the space, but I feel like I'm kind of creating my own little coaching book in my own mind, and I'm keen to kind of, you know, once I finish playing, I'm keen to explore that further, and I'll keep checking in with my mentors, and I'll keep acting like a sponge. But yeah, it's certainly been a process that I've learned a lot about myself.
Amazing. And yeah, you're learning about yourself, but also you're being this trailblazer for so many other women, and just by them being able to hear this advice, going to know that they can go out and do that same thing, which is absolutely amazing. How have you found that coaching role, and now you know, you left the great side Collingwood to be in GWS the last 2 years. But that coaching role as a player and fitting into the team, are you able to help out in that coaching role? Do you take a step back? How does that fit in with them being a player?
Yeah, it's been something I've had to be careful about, you know, not kind of overcommitting too much into the coaching space whilst I'm playing. And I'm kind of learning that on the run. But I guess in part of my move up from Collingwood was about, I guess, kind of opening some doors down the track as well. So part of the expectation when I came up to the Giants was that, you know, I'm coming up as a player, but also there's... you know, New South Wales isn't a football state like it is Victoria. It's not an AFL state. So therefore, there are a lot of girls in the pathway that need, I guess, some fast tracking. So part of my role is to, you know, not only try and find the footy myself, but to try and educate and fast track and help my teammates out on the field. And that's, you know, that's a role that I take with great pride. That's, you know, my teammates probably tell me that I don't shut up. Probably annoys them a little bit. but yeah, I guess certainly kind of wearing those two hats, I do need to make sure that I'm first and foremost helping myself in the playing space too, because you can't play forever, which I'm sure we're all aware of. But yeah, I'm balancing it all right at the moment, I think.
Alicia, I just want to go back to your point that you made about trusting your football IQ. Was there a moment where you just thought, you know what, stuff it. I'm actually good enough to do this, whether it's male or female?
Yeah, I think I come back to that point a fair bit. You know, I think part of the reason I love AFL footy, Australian rules footy, is because it's a game that, you know, it's for all shapes and sizes. There's so many various different roles and positions. And for kids, I guess, growing up, you can continue playing the game on the basis of that. You know, you may not be the tallest, but you might be the quickest, or you might be the smartest, or you might be, you know, an inside ball winner. And I think because of that, and because of all the different, there's so many ways of thinking about the game. And I find myself going to, you know, growing up, I found myself going to the game and actually watching, you know, what could unfold here, what could happen here. And I guess that's not gender specific. That's not, you know, the art of coaching, as you know, is to, you've got to build a game plan. You've got to analyse. You've got to understand the strengths of your team, what your players can and can't do, and then you need to be able to also communicate that communicate to your players in a way that, I guess, going to get the job done. And that's been my thought process in the back of my head the whole time. I don't think that is, you know, whether I'm male or female or whatever, I don't think that really matters in terms of what you need to do as a coach. So, yeah, I guess that's the way I approach it. That's the way I will continue to approach it, and yeah, I'll see where it takes me.
Well, my understanding is it's going to take you a long way, Alicia, in the coaching realm, but you've got some work to do on the field this week at the Magpies, in fact, so Shani, she's not allowed to talk to you anymore.
No, can you hear this? It's the game plan that half just passed me under the desk.
Oh, yeah, we've got a bit of work to do, but...
So
yeah,
do we, mate.
Coming up against you, Shani.
Yes, you too.
Down there in Moore, we'll get along and see two of the best, Alicia and Shani, this weekend. Good on you, Alicia. I really appreciate your time and looking forward to seeing your coaching journey through the years as well as you're playing for the AFLW GWS Giants.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Alicia Eva with us from the